It is exciting to start a business, but something that tends to happen with new entrepreneurs of small companies is that they get too excited about the creative and fun aspects and leave behind some important basic steps of starting a successful endeavor.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
If you are one of those people who got excited and jumped in, but didn't know all you should do, or you're thinking of launching a business, here are six important steps to take. Register for a tax ID, open a business bank account, implement the right business structure, get business insurance, hire a bookkeeper or accountant, and get official stamps of approval. So let's look in more detail at what each of these entails. Register for a tax ID. A step to take to run your small business like a large one is to request a federal tax identification number, known as an EIN, and that is again employer identification number, which you get from the IRS. If you formed an entity such as a partnership or S corporation, an EIN is mandatory. But if operating as a sole proprietor, you aren't required to register for an EIN. While this is not required to operate a sole proprietorship, it is another way to raise your level or legitimacy and professionalism. In addition, this also can protect you from identity theft. Those who do not request an EIN use their personal social security number on their business forms, but this opens you up to many more possibilities of having your identity stolen. It's ideal to have a business bank account, and if you're operating under a business name, you must have an ID associated with that name, as you can't use a business name with a social security number. Number two, open a business bank account. The next thing that is important for you to do is to open a bank account in your business name, keeping everything professional and personal separate while saving you a lot of time and frustration. You'll probably also want to have a business credit card as well. One reason to have separate business and personal accounts is that it makes your bookkeeping so much easier. When you have your personal and business funds together in the same account, it takes time to figure out which deposits and expenses are for the business and which are personal. Even if it's easy to determine, if you're doing bookkeeping with software, all transactions have to be entered so the accounts can be reconciled. That means extra time has to be taken to enter items that have nothing to do with the business. Or you may think you'll only want to put in the business transactions and skip the personal ones, but then you can't reconcile the accounts as transactions are not included. Doing it this way could inadvertently lead to missing items that should be included in the accounting, either income, expenses, or perhaps both. This is especially important for tax season. When it rolls around, it is much more complicated to search through all of your bank statements to pick out income and business expenses if everything is combined. Because your tax return is on business income and expenses, the CPA will have to figure out what is the true profit of the business by reviewing all of the income and expenses and removing personal transactions from the equation. Whether filing a Schedule C or a corporate return, correct figures need to be reported to properly calculate the tax or refund due. Another reason to have separate accounts related to bookkeeping is that you won't have good financial reports without it. If your business and personal expenses are all entered into the software to reconcile, then there are additional items included on the income statement and balance sheet. If posting personal transactions to expense accounts, such as telephone and utilities, the expenses are overstated. If posting all personal expenses to an owner's draw account, the equity portion of the balance sheet shows more taken out of the business than would have been listed had the owner only taken a distribution from the business for support. The income figures are probably also incorrect, as most people usually have some deposits personally that don't come from the business. Entering it into the software overstates how much money was earned by the business. In case of an audit, it is much more likely expenses will be disallowed. If it can't be easily determined if it is a true business expense, the deduction will be deemed personal. The IRS may also see your business as a hobby, and deductions aren't allowed for hobbies. Having accounts in your company's name will also allow you to develop business credit. At some point, you may need a loan for equipment purchases or expansion. To do this, you'll need to have built credit in the business name. An important reason to have business accounts is protection. If you're an entity such as an LLC or S corporation, you don't want to pierce the corporate veil, which is the legal separation between a company's business entity and its owners or shareholders. It provides protection to shareholders by limiting their personal liability for the company's debts and legal obligations. As an entity, there's built-in protection from your personal assets in case of litigation. However, if funds have been mixed, the separation between business and personal is seen not to exist, and your personal assets may be used in the case of a judgment against you. If the reason the accounts are combined is because you feel it's easier to pay the company expenses with personal funds or draw money out of the company to pay yourself when all of the activity is in one account, then understand you can still easily do this while maintaining separate accounts. If your endeavor needs more cash in order to operate, make a loan or an equity investment into the business rather than paying business expenses with personal funds directly from a personal account. Your company then has the funds necessary to pay its bills. When taking money out of the business, it can be a distribution or a loan repayment. If your business and personal accounts are with the same banking institution, you can usually have the accounts linked to easily transfer funds into and out of the company and your personal accounts. Another consideration for why you'd want business accounts is that you'll appear much more professional if paying with a business check or credit card than a personal account. And having checks written to a business name rather than your own gives more credibility for your company as well. Number 3, implement the right business structure. The next consideration for your business is to make sure that you implement the correct business model for your company. The business structure you choose will determine the way you file taxes, how many people can be owners, and who is liable for debts of the company. Let me share the characteristics of each to help you better understand which might be right for you. Sole proprietor. A sole proprietorship is an unincorporated business owned and operated by one individual. Business income is reported on the owner's personal tax return, Form 1040, using Schedule C. The owner pays self-employment taxes. The owner has unlimited personal liability for business debts and obligations, and it is simple to start and operate, with the owner making all of the decisions. Partnership. A partnership is a business owned and operated by two or more individuals or entities. Partnerships file an informational return, Form 1065, but do not pay income taxes. Instead, profits and losses pass through to the partners, who report them on their personal tax returns. Partners have joint and several liability for business debts, meaning they can be held personally liable. Partnerships require a partnership agreement outlining each partner's rights, responsibilities, and profit-sharing arrangements. Limited Liability Company, LLC. An LLC is a hybrid entity that combines elements of partnerships and corporations. It offers limited liability protection to its owners, called members, while allowing flexibility in management and taxation. LLCs can choose how they want to be taxed, as a disregarded entity, like a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an S corporation, or a C corporation. Members' personal assets are generally protected from business debts and liabilities. LLCs are relatively easy to set up and maintain with less formalities compared to corporations. Corporation. Corporations are defined by letters, for example, B, C, and S. Each one of these kinds has its own specific rules and regulations. While a corporation typically offers the most protection from liability, it also includes the most administration and cost than the other models. A corporation is a separate legal entity owned by shareholders. C corporations are taxed at the corporate level, and shareholders are taxed on dividends received. S corporations pass through income to shareholders who report it on their personal tax returns. Shareholders have limited liability, meaning their personal assets are generally protected from business debts and liabilities. And corporations have formal requirements such as holding regular meetings, maintaining corporate records, and issuing stock. I recommend you get a professional opinion on which model will suit you and your state requirements best, as each will affect minimum tax due, record-keeping requirements, and liability. Number 4, get business insurance. Proper insurance coverage is a necessity for any business, big or small. It protects your business in many different ways. There are various types of coverage you may want to consider. Policies you may want to consider include business owner's policy, called BOP. A BOP combines several types of insurance, such as general liability, property, and business interruption insurance into a single package. It's often more cost-effective than purchasing each policy separately. General liability. This is insurance that protects against financial loss due to claims of bodily injury, property damage, or personal injury. It typically covers legal fees, medical expenses, and damages awarded in a lawsuit. Property insurance covers physical assets such as buildings, equipment, inventory, and furniture from perils such as fire, theft, vandalism, and natural disasters. It helps businesses recover financially from property damage or loss. Business interruption insurance, also known as business income insurance, helps cover lost income and expenses if you're unable to operate due to a covered peril, such as a fire or natural disaster. It can help you stay afloat during periods of interruption. Professional liability insurance, sometimes referred to errors and omissions, E&O. It protects those that provide professional services or advice from claims of negligence, errors, or omissions that result in financial harm to clients. Cyber liability insurance. In an increasingly digital world, cyber liability insurance is crucial. It protects from losses related to cyber attacks, data breaches, and other cyber incidents. This can include costs for data recovery, legal fees, and notifying affected customers. Workers' compensation insurance. It's required in most states and provides benefits to employees who are injured or become ill on the job. It covers medical expenses, lost wages, and rehabilitation costs, and helps protect your business from lawsuits related to workplace injuries. Commercial auto insurance. If your company owns vehicles used for business purposes, commercial auto insurance is necessary. It covers vehicles against accidents, theft, vandalism, and liability for bodily injury or property damage caused by a business's vehicles. Product liability insurance. For those that manufacture, distribute, or sell products, product liability insurance is essential. It protects against financial losses resulting from defective products that cause harm or injuries to consumers. Directors and officers, D&O. Insurance protects directors and officers of a company from personal financial losses and legal expenses resulting from alleged wrongful acts or decisions made in their roles. And Employment Practices Liability Insurance, EPLI, protects from claims related to employment practices such as discrimination, wrongful termination, harassment, and other employment-related issues. As you can see, there are a lot of different types of coverage you may be required to have, as well as optional policies that can offer you protection. If you're unsure what type of coverage you need and don't have an agent to assist you, feel free to reach out to me for a referral to someone that I know and trust. Next, hire a bookkeeper and accountant. Another important consideration for your small business is to operate like a large one, is to hire a bookkeeper and an accountant. Many small business owners do their own bookkeeping when they first start out. I know much of the time it's due to budget constraints, but many do so as they believe it will be fairly simple and not worth the cost for outside assistance. As an entrepreneur, you more than likely already have a slew of tasks, meetings, and other operational duties vying for your time. By hiring a bookkeeper, you're able to spend more time serving your clients, building your team, and devising a marketing plan to grow your venture to new heights. And while you're probably an expert in your industry, chances are that you're not an accounting whiz, from clerical errors that lead to incorrect invoicing or incorrectly posting transactions, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by trying to do it yourself. Especially when tax season rolls around, you want to make sure that your financial books are in order, and having a professional bookkeeper on your side will make sure your financial reports are accurate. There are many more reasons to consider hiring a bookkeeper, which I won't go into in this episode, as I recently recorded one specifically on this topic. You can search the directory for how hiring a bookkeeper saves your sanity and grows your business. And then finally, procure official stamps of approval. So to enhance the professional appearance of your small business, especially in service-based industries, obtaining relevant licenses or certifications can be beneficial. Here are some licenses and certifications that can contribute to a professional image for your small business. Business license. Most jurisdictions require you to obtain a general business license to operate legally. This license demonstrates that your company complies with local regulations and is authorized to conduct business in the area. Professional licenses. Depending on your industry, obtaining professional licenses or certifications may be necessary. For example, healthcare providers, lawyers, accountants, and real estate agents often need professional licenses to practice legally. Trade or industry certifications. Consider obtaining certifications or credentials related to your industry or trade. Although not required, it shows clients your dedication to your field and desire to develop additional skills. Business permits. In addition to a general business license, certain businesses may require specific permits or licenses. For example, a restaurant may need food service permits, alcohol permits, health permits, and zoning permits. Professional association memberships. Joining professional associations relevant to your industry can enhance your credibility and professionalism. Many associations offer certifications, networking opportunities, and resources to support your business growth. By obtaining the necessary licenses, certifications, and permits, your small business can present itself as reputable, trustworthy, and committed to professionalism. It also helps build credibility with customers, clients, partners, and regulatory authorities. Be sure to research the specific requirements for your industry and location to ensure compliance and legality. In conclusion, adopting a mindset of operating like a large corporation can significantly benefit small businesses in various aspects by prioritizing key elements such as insurance coverage, business bank accounts, professional bookkeeping services, obtaining an employer identification number, acquiring proper certifications, and choosing the right entity type. Small businesses can position themselves for success and long-term growth. Insurance provides crucial protection against unforeseen risks, ensuring financial stability and peace of mind for your business. Maintaining a separate business bank account promotes financial organization, credibility, and easier access to financial services and resources. Hiring a professional bookkeeper enhances accuracy, efficiency, and compliance with financial regulations, freeing up valuable time for strategic business activities. Obtaining an EIN not only facilitates tax compliance, but also signals professionalism and legitimacy to clients, partners, and stakeholders. Pursuing relevant certifications and licenses demonstrates expertise, commitment to quality, and competitive advantage in the market. Choosing the right entity type, whether it's a sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, or corporation, can offer liability protection, tax advantages, and operational flexibility tailored to your business needs. By implementing these strategies and operating like a large business in key areas, you can improve your financial management, risk mitigation, legal compliance, customer trust, and overall competitiveness. It's essential for you to invest in these foundational elements to build a strong and sustainable business for future success. And I hope you enjoyed this topic. If you have ideas of other information you'd like me to share, please be sure to reach out to me and let me know which topics by sending an email to media@abandp.com or leaving a comment on one of our social media channels. I'd be happy to put together an episode for you. Until next time, have a great day. Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative, would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact@abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.